Hi there, I'm Lewis Foster. Thank you for choosing this edition of the Manx Radio Newscast. Later this year, for the first time in more than a decade, the Manx Highway Code will be revised. Key changes include the formalisation of the hierarchy of road users so that those driving vehicles have a responsibility for more vulnerable road users, including pedestrians, cyclists, motorcyclists and horse riders. Other changes include guidance for cyclists positioning on the road and behaviour when riding in groups. When overtaking, drivers are to give cyclists at least 1.5 metres and at least 2 metres for people walking in a road with no pavements. Drivers will also be encouraged to open their door with their left hand so that they have better visibility behind them. These details and a few others have been unveiled by the Infrastructure Minister in response to a Tim Wall question for written answer from Douglas Central MHK Chris Thomas. I asked the Minister, Dr. Michelle Haywood, for some more information.
Well, really, Mr. Thomas has tabled the question and we're obviously bound to answer it. This is work that's in progress. Our last update on the Highway Code was 2014. 2015, the UK did significant changes in theirs and they've updated it then pretty much every year since then, apart from the year following COVID, and had a number of updates in the meantime and some very significant sort of shifts in how the Highway Code is structured. So we're just working on going through all of those and coming up with the Manx version of the Highway Code.
Why has it been left for 11 years? Why haven't we done it each year like the UK, like you mentioned?
Before my time as minister, and I'm not really sure why we hadn't, and when things changed, perhaps it's workload within the department in order to do that, and the resources we just don't seem to have kept. Some of the changes that happened in the UK were things around, there was quite a lot around changes in motorways and not hogging the middle lane and tailgating and things, and those aren't directly relevant to us, so that there wouldn't be an imperative to put any sort of real effort into dealing with those. But there have been some more significant changes, and certainly the more recent changes in 2022 do mean that we should be shifting in the same direction.
Looking at some of those key changes, the first one, formalising the hierarchy of road users so that those driving vehicles have a responsibility for more vulnerable road users, including pedestrians, cyclists and motorcyclists and horse riders. That might seem to some people like common sense. They do that already. Why the need to formalise that?
I think a lot of people do, but as we know, sometimes common sense is not terribly common. What the shift in the Highway Code is really about, that those who are most at harm from activities around highways are the ones that we protect most. And if you are a vehicle driver, you are the person who can cause the greatest harm. So while you're in your 1.5 tons of metal box pootling along, you are not the person that's going to be injured in a collision with a pedestrian as much as the pedestrian is. So the people who can cause the greatest harm, which we are vehicle drivers, now have the greatest, or will have the greatest responsibility to protect those who are most vulnerable. And even within that group of vulnerable road users, when we look at just pedestrians, we can say there are some groups within there that are more vulnerable. So the young, the elderly, the disabled, all count as more vulnerable road users. And so there'll be greater duty of care placed on drivers to protect other people.
I did have a conversation with a driving instructor earlier today who said they had concerns over the rule which says pedestrian crossing or about to cross side roads have the right of way over vehicles or cyclists that are entering or exiting the side road. They say this will inevitably lead to rear-end collisions, not to mention the potential danger of when turning right into a side road. Are you sure this point has been well thought through in that regard?
That's actually been the law now for a number of years in the UK and in Northern Ireland. I was in Northern Ireland recently and I stood and waited at the side of a road for the traffic to come past and got waved across furiously by the driver, who knew that they had to give way for me. Obviously, if you are turning into a side road as a driver, A, you will be indicating, and so the other road users around you should be aware of the fact that you're about to turn and will be slowing down to do so. And B, they should be watching what's going on. So I don't accept that challenge. The fact that we've had a habit of indicating and just going if there's nothing in the way isn't prioritising the most vulnerable road users, whereas this does. It will slow traffic down at junctions, and it will mean that the responsibility sits with those road users, the vehicle drivers, in order to do that.
We'll move from pedestrians to cyclists now, because there's a few bits of guidance around cyclists. You talk about cycling positioning and behaviour when riding in groups. Can you elaborate a bit on that?
Yeah, there's some quite detailed guidance around how many cyclists should ride abreast and what sort of road you're on and how wide the road is and whether you should be riding abreast or whether you should be riding behind each other. So once we've published these, or if anyone wants to go and look now, you can go and look at the highway code in the UK on the government website there. You'll see the changes that are coming in. And it's really about making sure that those cyclists are in a safe position on the road, but also that they're not unduly impeding traffic flow past them, especially on narrower roads.
Do you think this could make it quite hard? I know we're well known on the Isle of Man for having great roads for cycling. We, of course, have led to Mark Cavendish and Peter Kenya. Is it going to put people off taking their bikes on the road?
I don't think so at all. I think the island is very, very bike aware. You're right. We have a long history of excellent cyclists coming from the Isle of Man. So I think we are very bike aware generally. I know I used to cycle in London and it was a very different feel to cycling over here. So I don't think that this is necessarily a problem. I know it does cause some frustration with some car drivers sometimes. I think cyclists perhaps don't necessarily realise the impact that they're having on the road, on the other road users around them. And so, you know, providing clear guidance for everyone so that you know what's happening when cyclists are sharing spaces with other road users, and being considerate of other road users as well, that I think that's only the right thing to do.
Okay, and we mentioned that we're looking back 11 years. There's obviously a lot of work to be done. When will this update come in? What's the timeline?
We're working on it now, and I think, as we said in our answer to Mr. Thomas, we're intending to introduce it later this year. So it is a work in progress. We've had a couple of departmental meetings working through the changes and looking at how to present the information. That work's ongoing, and hopefully we should be publishing that, I would hope, by the end of the summer. I think the only other change that is going to get commented on is encouraging drivers to open the driver's door of a car, but with their left hand so that they turn.
Why have you included that?
Because it's proven where it's been implemented, it's been proven to reduce accident rates. So you just don't have people opening car doors into traffic or into cyclists or motorbikes because they've looked over their shoulder and you're forcing that extra check and that extra glance down the road to make sure that you're not going to interfere with anyone else when you try and get out of your car.
And what work will be done in the lead up to make sure people are aware of these changes?
Oh, there'll be a full comms plan going out with the changes. I mean, thank Mr. Thomas for asking his question now, because he actually asked what changes there might be. That's allowed us to start talking about it. So this interview with you today is great, because that means that some of these changes are already known, and that'll give people a chance to get used to them. And we'll be publishing more information as we've got things finalised.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.